after years of planning and public process, I think the day that a lot of folks are like, that might never happen is here. And we're 4 days away from the implementation of all electronic tolling in the Commonwealth. And on Friday, what people are going to see around 9:45 will stop the manual toll collection process. At 10 p.m., the gantries will be on and begin to process transactions as people drive under them. That 15-minute leg gives people the opportunity who are on the road to get through because, as you know, some of these locations you get a ticket, then you have to give somebody else a ticket, and those transactions will no longer be available. So we want to have that kind of 15 minutes to allow folks to get through the road and have the gantries go live. And then what you're going to see is a lot of activity in terms of state police as well as our workforce setting up the what we're calling the temporary traffic conditions. So these folks are going to be out there putting out some 2,000 orange traffic barrels and cones, 6,000 feet of Jersey barrier. And what that's going to do is channel the traffic to the furthest left-hand side and furthest right-hand side of these old toll plazas. And that will allow us to divert the traffic from the middle as we begin the demolition process of taking all those old toll booths, the roofs, the lighting, everything right out from the center line. And then we put that traffic back into that area. So by November 22nd, people will start to see their speeds pick up. They'll be in their final lane alignment with the road or the configuration that they're on November 22nd will be the one that they're going to have for the rest of time. So, we're pretty excited about it. You know, one of the things that we're really trying to stress to folks is that, come October 31st, and it's not lost on us that that's Halloween, people's commute is going to be a lot different than it is today. So we're asking folks, when we put out any construction zone, that has traffic impacts. But when you put out 23 traffic construction zone at the same time, people really need to plan ahead. They really need to pay attention. Some of the things we're encouraging people to think about is if this is an opportunity to maybe change your work schedule for at least the first week, you might want to do that. If you have the opportunity to take the commuter rail or other public transit, you might want to think about that as well. Look at this almost like a multi-week snowstorm. Plan ahead, allow yourself plenty of time, pay attention. There's going to be a lot of activity out on the roadway. And then we're going to be sprinting and working as hard and as quickly and as safely as we can to get to that winter, what we're calling winter condition of November 22nd, in which will really be the time that people start to see the benefits of the program.
Why is the demolition of the toll plazas going to take so long?
Well, I mean, I don't think, one of the things that people think about is, isn't it just a bulldozer and you're clearing a bunch of structures that sit on the roadway? But if you are going through a toll plaza and you see that change in color of the from asphalt to this concrete slab, that's because the roadway is hollow underneath it. So where these toll plazas sit, they weren't built for highway speed. In some cases, there's utilities under there. In other cases, there's actually tunnels under there that folks can walk through. And there's all, to get from one toll booth to the other. So we have to fill that in and make sure that that is a safe, level road before we allow traffic to get on it. So we're giving ourselves until that November 22nd deadline. Some of these locations are going to be a less problematic than others. So we do anticipate some contractors being done earlier. But, when you think about starting this on October 28th and wrapping this phase up by November 22nd, I don't think that that's taken a long time. I think that's a well-thought-out plan, and if we're done earlier, then, all the better. But I know this, if I told people we were going to be out of there in 2 weeks and we started to encounter some underground utility problems or some soil problems, everybody would be saying, hey, these dopes don't know what they're doing. Now it's taking longer. So we'd rather give people a realistic date and come in under as opposed to giving people an unrealistic date and going over.
I've read that there's some concern about people approaching these gantries who may not know what's going on and they may stop or slow down on the highway. Is that a concern?
It's actually not. And, you got to remember, these gantries now have been up for, 2 months, longer in some places, on the Tobin Bridge for years. We've yet to see anybody stop under a gantry out of confusion or anything else. And we heard that as well. It's like a lot of other things. I think you start to hear some urban legend, and when you peel it back, you find that, maybe somebody exaggerated or it's just not accurate.
Now, for people who have a transponder that they've had in their car for years, like me, and, obviously use it every day on commuting on the turnpike, I don't have to change a thing, right? The only thing I've got to worry about come Monday morning is a potential slowdown as I go through the toll plazas.
Exactly right. If you're one of our, 2.8 million transponder holders, your life doesn't change at all. But you will see a lot of construction activity from this weekend as we set up the zones, and then probably Sunday into Monday is most of the actual demolition is underway. So, we're asking people, again, to pay attention. As you know, we've had some pretty horrific work zone crashes this year. We had a cluster not that long ago, which actually led to the loss of life of one of our private partners on the road. And we don't want to mimic that. And we get the curiosity factor. People are going to want to slow down. They're going to want to see these toll booths come down. They might want to be tempted to take a photo or a selfie. And what we're really asking for, and state police really stressed yesterday, is that we need people to pay attention. There's going to be a lot of activity out there, but all that activity is going to lead to a much better, safer, less congested roadway in the future. So everybody owns a little piece of this. The one thing when we do have these snowstorms and we send out the public message, people tend to get it. They plan accordingly. They might go public transportation. They might change their work schedule for a little bit of time. And they make good decisions, and that helps us push snow and create a safe environment. So we're asking people to take that same mindset and use it beginning this weekend to really, keep the impacts to a minimum. And that's what this is all about. We want to make sure that we get in, we get out, and we provide this safe environment where people start reaping the benefits of the program. And the overarching principles are decrease congestion, increase air quality, and improve public safety. That's what we continue to stress, and we know that that's the direction we're heading.
So should I cross my fingers and hope everything goes smoothly, or can you assure me that everything will go smoothly come Friday night and Monday morning?
Well, I've been doing this for a little bit now in various levels of government, so I don't assure anybody of anything. But I'll tell you this, it's a well-thought-out plan. We're really comfortable with the execution of it. But, fingers crossed have never hurt anything, because I have fingers, toes, and my eyes are crossed. So, it's like anything else, right? We hope for the best, but we are definitely planning for the worst.